faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, a super cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, having eluded a vast police dragnet, Richard Haller and Arnold Schweitzer arrive at a dark cove some 300 miles below Metropolis. A huge four-motored flying boat showing no lights rests on the black water, a dim looming shadow in the moonless night. Shortly, Haller and Schweitzer are aboard.
You are ready to leave, Mr. Haller?
The sooner we see the last of the United States, the better. Hey, Schweitzer?
Yeah, let us start at once before Superman finds us.
He'll never find us now. Let's go around.
One moment. The rocket model, you have it with you, of course.
Naturally. It's right here in this box. Tomorrow, your government can have it. For a price.
Good. In we go. Manuel, proceed.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's proceed to another rocket angle. Just listen. Suppose you're in your rocket ship. You blast your way up past the Earth's atmosphere.
But you've used a lot of fuel to overcome gravity. So before you continue further, you stop at the filling station right in space. This space station is about 500 miles up. Keeps making circles round the Earth like a small moon.
That's the kind of excitement you may see in the rocket age. But right at the present, you can share all this rocket excitement. Now you can get a terrific hand-sized rocket model, the Gyrocket.
Yes, sir, a Gyrocket from Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. A Gyrocket that streaks right out of your hand, goes soaring into the sky.
Think of it, a Gyrocket almost half a foot long, with a slim wooden body in red or blue or yellow.
The propeller at the stern bites into the air with rotational power, yet launching your rocket's a cinch, because with it you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You snap your arm up and watch the rocket streak off up over the treetops.
Now, don't get left out of all the excitement. Send for your Gyrocket right now. For each Gyrocket you order, mail 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus a dime and a nickel and your name and address clearly printed to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
A tiny model rocket, scarcely more than a foot long, is the cause of one of the greatest manhunts in history. For this sleek little object, which appears as harmless as a toy, is the only existing model of the amazing aerial rocket in which Superman came to Earth from the planet Krypton. At full size, it can travel unlimited distances at supersonic speed and represents the most terrible weapon yet known to man. But the model is now in the hands of Richard Haller, who at this moment is en route by plane to a foreign country, where he has arranged to sell the rocket for a tremendous price. As the hours go by and Haller remains at large, Superman and Mr. Miller's office at FBI headquarters comes to a desperate decision.
I'm certain Haller's left the country, Mr. Miller. And there's only one person alive who might still prevent him from carrying out his plan.
Who?
Superman.
You?
Yes. But before I tell you what I propose to do, I need your help.
What do you mean?
Your men intercepted a letter some time ago offering the Superman rocket for sale. It was written to a foreign agent.
That's right.
Who was that agent? And what country does he represent?
His name is Ramos.
Ramos?
Yes, but we don't know what country he represents. We don't even know his nationality.
You don't?
No, he's a mysterious devil and a cunning one. During the war, he worked for the Nazis, and he remained in Europe after the war. Now, chances are he's working for one of the few countries there which don't belong to the United Nations.
You said there. You mean in Europe?
Yes. Of course, I'm not positive.
Sounds like a good hunch to me, and I'm going to play it. Now, goodbye, Mr. Miller. You'll be hearing from me.
Oh, just a minute. Where are you going?
I'm heading for Europe.
Now, wait, man. You can't go barging into other countries making searches and accusations. That's practically an act of war.
Well, I don't intend to go barging into other countries. I'm going to do my hunting in no man's land.
No man's land?
The free air over the Atlantic Ocean, 100 miles or so off the European coastline. I'm going to patrol that coastline, and if Haller tries to come through by sea or by air, I'll get him.
But good heavens, man, even you can't cover a territory that large. Why, it's thousands of miles.
I can move pretty fast. Faster even than the Superman rocket.
I know.
And as I see it, this is our only chance to stop Haller. If I don't stop him, my own rocket, multiplied by hundreds, will destroy us and all other democratic nations. I heard Haller say that myself.
I don't think even you can do it, but, well, come with me.
Where? There's no time to lose. I've got to get started.
I can help you, and it won't take a minute. Come this way. Now, this little portable radio outfit is more powerful than it looks, Superman.
Oh?
It can receive and transmit shortwave messages over a radius of 1,000 miles. Here, I'll help you strap it on your chest.
All right, thanks, Mr. Miller.
The Chief of Staff is instructing all naval and air units at sea to report any unidentified plane or ship to the battleship Dakota. The Dakota is taking up a position about midway in the Atlantic and will pass on any information to you.
Good. More eyes, the better on this job. There we are. I'm all set. Now, just open this window. Well, goodbye, Mr. Miller.
Goodbye, Superman. And good luck.
Thanks. I'm going to need it.
Up and away!
Leaping high above FBI headquarters, Superman takes a bearing from the stars, then streaks away to the east like a rushing comet, flashing through the heavens of night. High above the heaving Atlantic, he hovers for a moment to peer in at a majestic clipper plane winging eastward. Then onward he streaks, only to check suddenly in a great rush of air and plummet downward like some giant bird of prey toward where a long, sweet yacht slides through the dark waves. Wheeling above it in furious flight, the Man of Steel satisfies himself that his quarry is not aboard. And then, on again he bolts into the east, toward where the sky is lightening, and the long, dim coastlines of Europe and Africa wind far below. The storm is building, thunder, flashing rain, and sobbing wind. But like a red and blue bolt, Superman flashes northward through the heightening storm, his keen eyes searching the lightning-shot air and salty sea below. High to the uppermost tip of Norway, and then back along the coast of Europe and 1,000 miles of Africa. Moving far faster than the speed of sound, the Man of Steel veers and bolts northward again, dashing the rain from his eyes. Afraid of the lightning which crackles about him like mighty whips of fire, keeping tirelessly to his incredible patrol. Away! Faster! For hours he cruises as the fury of the storm increases, and then, suddenly, he hears a voice.
Superman! Dakota's calling Superman! Come in, please!
Superman to Dakota. Go ahead.
Our radar picked up an unknown plane. At least we... It's a plane about 2 hours ago. It was flying east, heading toward your first position at about 35,000 feet. We held it on the screen for 400 miles. It was holding the same position, due east, 3961. That would put it a bit south of dead mid-continent. Over.
I'll look into it and let you know. Wait. I think I hear a plane now. Over and out. Yes, that does sound like a plane. Above me and coming this way. Up! It's a plane, all right. I'm sure of it. I can't see it yet, though. Wouldn't answer our ships and planes, eh? Well, maybe this is Mr. Haller coming right into my hands. Let's find out. Away!
His eyes gleaming, Superman flashes forward through the thick storm to meet the mysterious plane. Is it the plane carrying Richard Haller and the tiny rocket model? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so stand by!
Looks like Superman may finally get his rocket back again.
Sure, but right now's the time you can get your hands on a gyrocket. The sensational hand-sized rocket model.
Right. A gyrocket from Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. A terrific gyrocket that you yourself can send streaking into the air up over the treetops. A gyrocket almost half a foot long with a slim, gleaming wood body, slender and streamlined, blue or red or yellow. At the power end, a steel propeller packs the gyrocket with power. And launching's easy as anything because you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You hold the launching rod in your hand, flick your arm, and your rocket goes knifing into the sky, a brilliant streak of flashing color.
Remember, this is a rugged steel and wood model that's built to take it for hundreds of launchings.
Now, don't miss out on getting your gyrocket. Send for several gyrockets while the getting's good. Then you can play exciting rocket games with your friends, speed and distance and spot landings contests. Talk about fun.
But you've got to act right now. These terrific gyrockets are just about gone. For each gyrocket you order, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a Kellogg's Pep box top, plus a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
High in the sky near the coast of Europe, Superman has heard the droning motors of an approaching plane above a raging storm. Flashing through driving rain and crackling lightning, he approaches it. The storm is getting worse. I can hear that thing clearly now, but I can't see it. It seems to be ahead and to the right. Away!
The storm is worse, Mr. Haller.
Yes, Spicer, it does seem to be getting worse. Here comes Ramos. Maybe he can tell us something.
I have just spoken to the pilot, gentlemen. He says while the storm is bad, it is not too bad. He promises to deliver us safely at the airport within the hour.
Well, if he's not worried, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, but Mr. Haller, look!
What's right, sir?
There, up at the window, look!
Santa Maria, a man!
It's Superman!
Superman, hold me aloft!
Take it easy, Spicer. He can't see us through your camouflage on the plane.
But look, he comes closer.
He can't see us, I tell you. He couldn't see the rocket model when it was camouflaged, could he?
Oh, we are lost. What shall we do?
All right. He can't see us, I tell you.
But he hears our motors. He knows there is a plane.
Oh, we are lost.
Quiet. Ramos, tell your pilot to cut the motors. Hurry.
In this storm, oh, he's too dangerous.
Not as dangerous as Superman. It'll only be for a minute or two until we lose him. Hurry now.
Start saying your prayers, Haller. I'll have my hands on you when I'm up.
What? I can't hear the plane. What happened to it?
Great Scott!
It's gone!
Staring about wildly, his keen ears alert for the sound of motors, Superman sees only driving rain and crackling lightning. Hears only the fury of the storm. As he, at the very last, reached out his hands for Richard Haller, only to close them on empty air again and forever. Will the wily Haller once more elude the Man of Steel and deliver the Superman rocket model safely to an unfriendly nation? Whatever you do, gang, don't miss Monday's thrill-packed episode. Tune in same time, same station, for another chapter of The Secret Rocket on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.